There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls toll-free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. Coming up, we'll dig into the details on what was some of the most outrageous news I've heard this year from the Silk Road case. Some of the most outrageous news, period. It's from the Silk Road case. The man Ross Ulbricht, accused of running the Silk Road, the underground drug black marketplace, has been prevented from knowing who the witnesses are going to be in his trial.
Now, this isn't proposed. This isn't a motion by the defense.
Motion has been approved.
This is a granted motion by the judge.
That's correct.
In the United States of America, a man has been disallowed from knowing who his accusers are before his trial.
Let's talk more about it here in a little bit. Aaron's still waiting to get his thoughts out on secession. We had a caller last hour bring up secession as a topic, and Aaron, you wanted to share your thoughts, so go ahead.
Well, yeah, like I was just trying to say earlier, I think it's a waste of time. There's so many other ways that you can affect change. You guys were talking about like a constitutional amendment or, you know, legislation and stuff like that, but being able to secede from the union, it's just not going to happen.
And, well, I mean, never say never.
I suspect that more likely that the union will fall apart from its own incompetence when it comes to managing money, and that the states will then be left on their own at that point.
Well, that could be. I mean, I'm on you guys' side. Don't get me wrong. I'm just telling you, I think it's a waste of time, and that guy sounds like he was a smart fella, but he should probably be putting his mind to efforts that I think will have better payoff than some.
Well, that's the funny thing, right? You guys are, but the guy you're talking about, Dave Ridley, who's an early mover for the Free State Project, he called in the last hour. He was saying that he thinks people should put more effort into the into secession. You're saying he should put efforts into something else. And
that's
why everybody's always got opinions about what other people should do.
But that is the magic of the Free State Project, moving at this point almost 1,700 liberty-loving individuals to the state of New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And they do whatever they want to do. You know, getting libertarians to do what you want them to do, the whole waste of time thing, and I agree with you. I get where you're coming from. The whole waste of time thing, though, is however the cat herding hole that we that so many people want to fall into. You know, if all the libertarians would do such and such,
I don't bother
they
myself.
Won't.
Yeah, I don't stress out about what other people aren't doing. I know that there's a lot of people who aren't going to do what I might like to see, so I don't even think about it. I just want to find the people who are willing to do things and who are willing to help me, and I'm willing to help them, and you know, I don't focus on the negative.
But there's some activism that you don't think's worth doing, and you don't help those people.
Well, I mean, we all have a limited amount of time,
sure,
right?
Sure.
But I'm not going to bitch at them for it.
Anybody's bitching here.
If somebody thinks that I'm not saying Aaron is complaining about it. I'm just saying I won't engage in it because I want to focus on getting things done that I think are important. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there who spend a lot of time critiquing others, and I think those people should probably get to work on something productive, whatever that might happen to be. Aaron, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, I mean, I'm not trying to tell the guy how to live his life. I just think seemed like a smart guy. I was trying to compliment him. I think he could bear other. But thank you guys for your time.
Hey, thanks, Aaron. I appreciate the call tonight. Yeah, there's a lot of people out there who love the ideas of liberty, and they don't all agree on how best to go about doing it. And they're all welcome here in New Hampshire. If you care about freedom and you want to be around people who are more likely to agree with you on these issues, this is a good place for it. If you put an idea out there, then some people will step up. I mean, if you've got an idea that's semi-decent and you throw it out there like, hey, I'd like to do this. I want to create a TV show or, you know, do this outreach project or, you know, whatever it might be.
Whatever it might be.
There will be people who will say, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I will come and help you with that. You know, they may not lead the project. That might be up to you. but they're usually willing to help. And, of course, the more people we get here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, the wider the pool of potential helpers would possibly be, as well as the wider the pool of the doers, the real instigators, the people who come up with the idea, the people who take the ball and run with it. Those, we need more of those people here. So if you're interested in that, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Ross Ulbricht's mother, the man accused of running the Silk Road, the underground drug marketplace, Lynn, his mom's name is Lynn, she is a participant in the Free State Project. She joined at the Porcupine Freedom Festival here in 2014. That was over the summer. And I think she said that if Ross manages to somehow get out of this without any significant prison time, which would be a miracle at this point, that he may also be considering moving up to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So that's very exciting. Ross is a, from what I understand, I've never talked to the guy, but Ross is a very liberty-minded person. He's somebody who understands
by all evidence.
And now the judge in his case is being asked to prevent Ross from allowing him to prevent Ross from talking about his liberty-minded beliefs to the jury, because the prosecution doesn't want the jury to have a chance of nullifying the case by virtue of Ross convincing them that what he did was the right thing and that what he did was not a wrong thing if he indeed did run the Silk Road, this underground drug marketplace. So that's a motion that's in play right now. It hasn't yet been ruled on. But one motion that has been ruled on is apparently going to prevent Ross Ulbricht from knowing what witnesses will be testifying against him. This story from Wired.com. In response to a request from prosecutors, New York District Court Judge Catherine Forrest has allowed prosecutors to keep a list of their witnesses in Ulbricht's case secret until January 2nd, the Friday just before his trial begins on the following Monday morning. Her ruling followed a request from prosecutors to redact certain names from the full list to reduce the risk of so-called harm and intimidation. They cited the FBI's account that Ulbricht paid for the murders of six people, including at least one employee who he feared would inform on him to law enforcement. In a letter explaining her decision, the judge wrote that she was, quote, in no position to find that those murder-for-hire allegations are baseless or that witnesses who are known to be preparing to testify against the defendant would not be at risk of some retaliatory act.
So every gangster that's ever been charged with anything in the United States gets a list of his, the biggest dons out there gets a list of his, the people testifying against him, but Russ Ulbricht doesn't? Somehow from...
Not until the weekend before the trial.
Some guy who they have zero evidence can motivate anybody based on anything but money, and they've taken all of his money. Somehow they're going to disallow him. This isn't an organization. He didn't create an organization where there's some kind of fidelity thing. Hey, we got blood here.
He doesn't have
kiss
soldiers.
The ring. Right. There's none of that going on here. So
nobody even really knew who he was.
He's completely emasculated.
And he's also in a prison cell, and, anybody who's spent any time behind bars knows that communications options are fairly limited and monitored. So it's not like number one, he has soldiers out there waiting on his beck and command.
No.
And then number two, it's not like even if he did have people out there who are willing to do some sort of bidding, it's not like that he's going to be able to send a message out to them in any way that couldn't be intercepted and analyzed by the people at the jail. I mean, it's
true.
It's just absolutely ridiculous. I guess the claim would be that if the lawyer told him in confidence that he might be able to get a message out through the lawyer to, send the word, kill that guy.
Well, the lawyer's an officer of the court, and that's the court's business to handle that, right? I mean, you can't trust some guy who went to school for 3 years for 3 years in graduate school or whatever to get his doctorate in jurisprudence or whatever.
This is so crazy.
It's nuts.
This is not
America anymore. When they can disallow you from having your jury list until 3 days, I'm sorry, your witness list until 3 days before your trial, you have now slipped into America with a K. I don't know what else to tell
trial.
You this.
You cannot prepare for trial in 3 days. I mean, just finding out 3 days before trial what the witnesses are going to be is just so insane. To disallow this information from coming out is such... I'm so surprised by this because I've been in court so many times, and witness lists are just one of the basic things that's part of the court rules, at least... In New Hampshire it is. Maybe not in the federal government. Apparently the rules are pretty different there. But in New Hampshire, if the prosecution doesn't send you a witness list 2 weeks in advance of the trial, you can motion to dismiss that trial, and almost always you're going to have that motion granted. That's how important the witness list is to the whole process of, you know, the justice system. Is
right.
It's one of the most critical aspects to being able to have a ostensibly fair trial. Now, we know these trials are rigged, and they're certainly unfair in so many different ways. But to take away the witness list is one of the most basic elements of putting on a defense. And they've stripped that from this man. 855 453.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn. And you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Gabino lives in Paucapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have over there waiting for you. Once again, that is freetalklive.com.
You know, I can't wait to listen to In Freedom's Cause again. My family and I are getting ready to take a road trip, and I'm going to bring it with me. It's a two CD set, and it is an incredible piece of audio. It's, you know, it takes, a couple of hours to listen to it. It is basically a movie that's been put on CD. There's no video, but it's the audio is it's Hollywood level. It's got big name actors like Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey, James Cosmo from Braveheart, Billy Boyd from Lord of the Rings, Skandar Keynes from Chronicles of Narnia. It has its own score that was produced for it. Just go take a listen to the narration that goes on. It's incredible. Go to infreedomscause.com and just take a listen to the website. It's a great website. Once you are sold, like I am, on getting this, because I think it's a great gift. It's a great gift for anybody on your Christmas list because it's got the message of liberty sort of built into it. It's the story of William Wallace and Robert the Bruce, one of the greatest stories in the struggle for freedom in human history. And I think it's awesome. It's well produced and people are going to be enthralled. My son was, certainly. He really loved it. And I think that it's great for kids. It's it's wholesome family entertainment. And it has a message behind it at the same time. I'm calling it the Liberty Gift of the Season. And we have a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners. You use coupon code FTL when you buy the family 4-pack of CDs. That's 4 gifts. And you can get it with half off. It's $50. That's $12.50 a gift. It's great. And kids and adults alike will love it. It's something you can pop right in the CD player in your car and listen, and everybody's going to get educated. It's historically accurate. It's got some fictional characters that's sort of based around, but you will get the history of what happened. And it's amazing. Go to infreedomscause.com. Coupon code FTL to get half off on the family 4-pack. Infreedomscause.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, so our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Just shared with you a moment ago, if you're just tuning in, the shocking news. And it's pretty hard to shock me with court decisions. But this one's pretty shocking. From the judge in the Ross Ulbricht case, this lady, according to Ross's mother, Lynn, this judge has granted all of the motions for the prosecution, pretty much any ridiculous thing they ask for, they've been granted. And now probably the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in a court trial is that they're preventing Ross and his attorneys from knowing who the witnesses are against Ross, who the prosecution witness list will not be available to them until the Friday before the trial, the Friday before the Monday, meaning that trial's on Monday, that Friday. That's when they get the witness list. That's okay, ready? Go! Start your trial preparation.
Yeah.
Figure out who these witnesses are. Where are they coming from? What might they know?
Investigate.
Let's write some
them.
Questions down. I mean, right. How are you supposed to do this?
Perry Mason could not try this case. This
so
is an obvious. What this is, and I've said it on air before, and it's really sad. The fact is that trial level courts in America are completely compromised. They're a worthless bunch of bullcrap. They are part of. They're just kangaroo courts anymore, and that's what is on display right here. The only justice you get any longer is in appeals courts, but it's going to take years, and he's going to sit in prison for those years to get that appellate case, and then who knows what, just because this situation where you have the witness list is rectified in an appellate court, and this judge,
right,
who, is an obvious government sycophant that's bucking
stooge.
For some
yes.
a stooge bucking for a higher position, gets scolded years later when no one cares. It's just the government using the system to screw you. I'm sorry, the America you thought you had is gone. It is destroyed. If it ever existed, it is in the mists of history. Now, I don't know, this once great nation that I was told about in history class no longer exists. It is supposed to be the judicial branch that is the foundation of this government that we have. It is supposed to be what protects our rights, and here it is. It's over.
These prosecutors are – the fact that they can get this done really just shows the deck is totally stacked against Russ Ulbricht from the word go. It's really shocking. His defense attorneys had, of course, objected to the prosecution's request to keep the witness list secret, arguing it would be very difficult for his defense to be put on. They noted that Ulbricht –
This is laughably stupid, Your Honor. I can't believe you're entertaining this for a second. If you approve this, Your Honor, you would obviously be some kind of communist sympathizer, a plant. I can't believe this has been even uttered by an American, Your Honor. I think we should remove the citizenship of the prosecutor in this case. I mean, this is insane what I'm hearing.
Right. I mean, part of the idea of being able to put on a defense is to know who it is that's going to be against you. I mean, this is basic constitutional rights. Pull up your constitution and take a look at it. You have a right to be able to confront the witnesses against you. I guess the constitution doesn't say that you have a right to know 2 weeks in advance, so they'll get to confront the witnesses when they're put on trial, but they won't know in advance who they actually are with any sort of meaningful ability to actually ask them questions in court. If it's before a trial, that weekend before trial, that attorney's going over final prep. The attorney's looking over his notes to make sure that he's got
You can't investigate one of these witnesses.
Right.
You can't find out what these people's motives are. You can't do anything.
So they say that the Ulbricht has been jailed without email and has extremely limited access to the outside world. But
I love how these people just imagine that somehow these hackers, they get in the computers and I don't know what they do, but it's dangerous.
Forrest, the judge, wrote in her response that despite his imprisonment, Ulbricht might nonetheless reach contacts who could threaten the witnesses. Quote, this is what she said, while defendant has limited access to the outside world, that has been true of many defendants in cases who have creatively managed around such limitations. So because in some instances defendants may have actually utilized some sort of outside contacts to try to silence a witness or kill a witness off.
It's better that 10 guilty men go free than for one innocent man to be convicted. This woman does not deserve to sit on the bench. I'm sorry that this ruling, in my opinion, she deserves to be jailed. And because this is, I consider this to be on the level of treason. A 10-year sentence in prison is, as far as I'm concerned, what this woman deserves.
Ulbricht's defense lawyer, Joshua Dreidel, declined to comment on the judge's decision. According to Wire.com,
This is insane! The judge is obviously out of her mind.
Yeah.
Clearly has not been taking her medication, or is on some kind of government CIA pay... I don't know what I'm seeing here. It's nuts! I'll speak for him.
The accusations of murder for hire in Ulbricht's case have become a controversial albatross around the 30-year-old defendant's neck. Despite describing how Ulbricht allegedly attempted to pay for the murders of six people in pretrial documents, prosecutors haven't actually charged Ulbricht with those murders. Nor have they produced any evidence that anyone was actually killed. He has, however, been charged with attempting to pay for the killing of his alleged Silk Road employee, Curtis Clark Green, in a separate case in Maryland. That was the Maryland case I was talking about. The hitman to whom he allegedly paid $80,000.
They need to convict him of that if they're going to bring that up.
Was an undercover DEA agent. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And why is that case separate in Maryland? What's the deal with that? More on the way, and why is there only one of them when they're alleging that he orchestrated six of them? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're here to take your calls about whatever you want to discuss. The live Sunday night edition of the program with you here. It's Ian
and Mark.
855-453. That is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. You can comment regarding the insane news out of the Ross Ulbricht case. Silk Road, he's alleged to be the operator of the original Silk Road, the infamous underground drug marketplace, now on its third iteration. Silk Road 3.0 is now out there. And there's, of course, other online drug markets as well. So stopping the first Silk Road did not stop the second one, did not stop the third one, and all of the other competitors. So they haven't done anything to stop the flow of drugs
right.
from buyer to seller.
Arresting Miller Lite, the producers of Miller, is not going to stop the production of beer.
It didn't stop during Prohibition, and drug prohibition is the new prohibition, and of course that hasn't prevented drugs from flowing all around the world. So Ross Ulbricht facing probably the rest of his life in prison here, and he is now not going to be able to even put on a decent defense because the defense attorneys and Ross himself have been prohibited by the judge from seeing the prosecution's witness list. That's how insane things have gotten in the federal courts. At least here in New Hampshire, you can still have a witness list. But I guess maybe if there were certain exigent circumstances, they'd pull that too.
I'm just amazed.
That's the excuse that they're using here is that, well, Ross Ulbricht may decide to have these witnesses offed or threatened, and so therefore we need to not let him know or his attorney. attorneys know who they are.
Right. If they can prevent you from having one person from having a witness list, they can prevent anybody. At this point, you know, they could just say whatever they want. They've charged him in Maryland with a murder for hire situation. And they haven't proven that case. So at this point, they can charge anybody with anything because all they have to do is charge you. And apparently a grand jury, you don't see too many situations where grand juries refuse to convict.
Mm-hmm.
So they can charge you with anything and then use that information in the trial to convict you and to prevent you from having a witness list. Talk about your lawyer walking in with one hand tied behind his back.
No kidding. You know, these attorneys probably aren't used to having to prosecute cases. A lot of times, you know, they charge people with crimes, and then they get a plea deal, and the case never actually goes to trial. I wonder when the last time, you know, these attorneys, they're federal
the prosecutors,
attorneys.
You mean?
Yeah, the federal prosecutors.
These prosecutors probably are scared to death of taking this to trial.
Yeah.
This is why they don't want a level playing field. You know, they're petrified.
Right, they're afraid of jury nullification. They've just put another motion in asking the judge to prevent Ross Ulbricht and his attorneys from talking about Ross's political beliefs. They don't want to try. They don't want the jury to be swayed toward jury nullification. And if the prosecution's already objecting to jury nullification, it should be very interesting what happens when activists show up at the trial and start
to talk
firing,
about jury nullification,
yeah,
right?
And start flyering for jury nullification, because I sure as hell hope that happens. I expect that is going to happen. It would definitely happen if the trial were happening here in New Hampshire. So, by the way, if you care about online privacy and whatever it is you're doing online, you should care about it. Even if you don't think you're doing something illegal, you should still care about your online privacy, because you might just have your information sold by your internet service provider. You never know what they're going to do with that info. Maybe turn it over to the government. Maybe you're downloading some music or movies on a torrent and you think that's no big deal. Everybody does it. But it's illegal, and there's a very real possibility your ISP will snitch you out over that.
Very real.
So what do you do to protect yourself? Well, you go and get ProXPN, and you can do that by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Get started for free. They've got software you download for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices as well. Linux users, setup's a little different, but it's actually pretty simple to get rolling there. And once you start with ProXPN, your internet is encrypted. Your connection, the data leaving your computer and the data coming in is encrypted and decrypted by ProXPN software. So therefore, your ISP can no longer snoop on you. They can't log the information that you're entering. They can't know which website you're going to, etc. It's very useful. I mentioned torrenting. Well, if you get the premium account with ProXPN, you can privately torrent with that, which is an amazing deal, by the way, considering mm-hmm. the price you pay for ProXPN. Just that alone is worth it. I've seen some of these private torrenting services, and they cost more than ProXPN. But not only do you get private torrenting, you get unlimited bandwidth. You get servers around the world that you can connect to. So, for instance, if you plan on torrenting, connect to the Netherlands server. The Netherlands has the best privacy protections of all the different countries out there, from what I understand. There's also the ability to get around regionally blocked websites. And ProXPN, by the way, doesn't keep records of your online habits. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. All you have to do is use code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live and the number 50 to save 50% off of the price of the annual account. And that savings is good for the lifetime of the account. So again, go to proxpn.com/FTL, code FTL50 for a great discount on privacy that is priceless. So according to the story over at Wired.com, Ross Ulbricht, the man accused of being the Dread Pirate Roberts, the operator of the first Silk Road, he is now not going to have any idea who the witnesses are against him until the weekend before the trial, the weekend before the Monday trial, which apparently is coming up in January. I guess January 2nd is the day they will be giving him the witness list, and so it'll be the following Monday, which is the 5th. January 5th is when the trial is slated to begin, and I imagine they will want to start that trial on time, and there will not be any postponements due to the supposed fear that Ross Ulbricht is somehow going to orchestrate the murder of his associates, or the somehow silencing of them from his jail cell. When Ulbricht was first arrested in October of last year, according to Wired.com, prosecutors claimed that his violent acts quickly eroded his popular support among Silk Road's thousands of users and much of the libertarian community.
Well, it erodes his, you know, the very fact that they've charged him with this erodes it for me too. Absolutely. If he did that,
innocent until proven guilty.
Agreed. If he did that, I'm very upset with it. But the government here is really doing things It's very suspicious to me. The fact that they charged the man in Maryland, which I have no evidence that he was in Maryland, so they choose to charge him in a state case and a murder for hire that crossed state lines. The federal government chose not to do that. And they're going to run his kingpin trial before the murder trial, mm-hmm. and then use the information that he's been charged with the murder in the trial to sway the jury, which obviously yep. will sway the jury. It would sway me. Why don't, if you're going to use that information, you need to convict him for it first. You know, they should have the evidence. They're claiming that it was done through a federal FBI agent or U.S. Marshal or whatever. I mean, it should be open and shut. So let's get him convicted. Then we know what the deal is. Rather than sort of running his drug trial, which I would support him on if he made the black market a safer place, but I would not support him if he did it while, you know, attempting murder. So let's do this in the right order.
It's sad how many libertarians who should know better than to believe the claims of the state at face value, just take them right as they're given them, to believe the claims of the state that this man was involved in murders for hire. When I first heard those claims, I found them to be shocking and unbelievable. It seemed to me like they were trying to paint this man as someone he was not. Now, maybe he is a cold-blooded, you know, kind of person, and nobody really knows the truth about him. That's certainly a possibility. But, you know, I don't believe what the government says, and people should get that. They should make that a habit. Like, you should just don't believe them. They're liars. They lie about all kinds of stuff. They have incentives to lie, and it's legal for them to lie. And you shouldn't believe what the government says. Don't let what they say about somebody taint your viewpoint on them and or on that person. And I just think it's sad because people who should know better allowed themselves to be tainted. You said you would if you were on the jury.
Well, I would be tainted if I knew that this was true. This is the problem here is what the state has done, what the federal government has done in this case for me is caused me to suspect them of lying. Mm-hmm. The way they have this set up, they are not acting like people that are telling the truth. They are acting like a bunch of liars. You don't charge the man with murder, then use that information in his trial as a drug kingpin before you've convicted him on it. It doesn't make any sense because it looks convenient. Yeah. It's like taking me to trial for a parking ticket and saying that that I was carrying a gun on my hip illegally. That has really nothing to do with it, but charge me with that before you use the information.
All right, more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Convict me before you use the information. I'm sorry.
We've got more on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Plus, the Sitting on the Face protest going on in the UK. It's Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will, or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited here to take control of the airwaves. This live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. With you tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Still to come here. We talked about, I teased it last night. Never really told you about it. The face-sitting protest. I've never heard of such a thing before, but it's happened in the United Kingdom, and there are pictures to prove it. We'll share that with you here in a little bit. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We have Skype as well. Send a Skype request to lrn.fm. It'll be approved, and then once you do that, then you can easily call us on Skype. It'll usually sound a lot better if you do it that way. So again, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, and Skype username is lrn.fm. Mark, you did some slaughtering today.
Yeah.
Not you, I guess. You didn't actually do the killing, but you killed Rand Paul. And Mitch McConnell,
Harry Reid,
and scumbag
Harry Reid and Chuck Schumer. No, they're not scumbag politicians. These are my beloved pigs. I got them back in.
That's good. I'm glad you didn't actually kill anybody.
Yeah, they were born around the beginning of May, and
okay.
Maybe I got them in May. Yeah, they were born in the beginning of May. I got them at the end of May.
Hmm.
And four weeks old. And I named them all after politicians. And I would call them. I'd say, Senators! Senators, it's time for your morning meal. And, I'd give them a
buck. Did you feed them donuts or something?
They would get a donut every day. Every pig gets a donut every day.
Wow.
That's the policy out at Edgewood Farms.
Where'd you get your donuts? At a grocery store?
A friend of mine who's a liberty activist has a food route, and he you know, manages to get organic vegetables. Just the, what he gets is organic vegetables and a lot of the stuff thrown away by these froofy places. You know, like, I got these, you know, Spanish tapas things that were completely organic in their own little foil wrappers. And it's just amazing some of the stuff I'll get. And then I get, like, stale, you know, week-old white bread or whatever.
Donuts. Okay.
Yeah, those kind of things. And the pigs seem to like donuts just fine if they're a week old.
So you've been raising these pigs, and you've been talking about how it is that you think it's really important to be very kind to animals that you're planning on slaughtering eventually.
Well, I started pigs about this
your
is
third
my
batch, right?
This is my third year, and I got them because we were going to put a garden in, and I figured, oh, well, it'd be nice to till up the soil a little bit, and I got some stumps here. I'd heard that pigs dig stumps up. Do not believe this. Pigs do not just
they don't, huh?
Well, over time they will dig up stumps, and by that I mean years. They will make it. They will dig around stumps, but pigs aren't just going to find your stumps and go after them like little bulldozers.
You also probably don't want to let them loose in your garden either, right?
No, this was making the land ready for them. So,
I see.
What they're really great to take new land and turn it into something that you can do something with.
All right.
And so I put this little spot back in the garden, and I had the boys, which were two pigs that I got, and they were really a lot of fun with the family. So the next year I got eight, and I decided that was Congress, by the way, was the name of that group.
And weren't you disappointed in that second batch because they were kind of scrawny or something?
Yeah, I got a bunch of runts, essentially, and they just never grew. My biggest pig ended up about 185 pounds, and that's a runt.
What's typical for a pig? What is typical? Well, like 250? Three?
That's basically the range that I shoot for.
Okay.
And this is my contention. If there's a God, and if he's a he, and if he intends us to eat meat, my postulate taking those givens is that pigs are the meat you're supposed to eat. The reason is in 7.5 months, these pigs went from 0 pounds, or, you know, popped out at whatever, 2 or 3 pounds that they come out of mama, to 285 pounds was what Rand Paul was. Now, Rand Paul was the spotted one. He's different than Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid, but it's only skin deep. And that's my Rand Paul joke. Anyway, they're all good pigs. I think Chuck Schumer was the best pig of them all. Mm-hmm. He was a really good boy. And they, you know, I go in daily. I would go into their cage. They get back scratches. They get their donuts. And, you know, they come around. They chew on your boots. And they, you know, kind of shove into you. They'd let me sit on them and, you know, for little pig rides. And the battle pig. Yes.
You could actually put your full weight on a pig.
Oh, yes.
They'll ride you around?
No, they wouldn't go anywhere.
Okay.
And I have to sort of, you know, I'm scratching them at the same time.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting on the pigs. I've got, you know, pictures on my Facebook page.
Huh.
And, yeah, sure. I mean, you know, these are pets, essentially.
Big. Okay.
And I raise them with the intention of, you know, being loving towards these animals. And it's not terribly expensive. You can get a spring pig for somewhere between $50 and $125, depending on where you are and, you know, who you're buying.
Is a spring pig a breed of pig?
No, a spring pig is when you get a pig. And
oh, okay.
Pigs, it's 3 months, 3 weeks, and 3 days for gestation period. You can basically put one pig two batches per year is what a mama can produce.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, you know, they call it spring pigs and fall pigs.
Okay.
A fall pig you would take and put in the barn in New Hampshire, and you would raise it in there because it's cold and you want it in a better place. The pigs can be in the snow. They kind of huddle up and that sort of thing. But they need to have a little shelter. They should have a little shelter and, you know, some hay to lay on, that sort of thing. Pigs love hay. And so, go ahead.
Okay, so today was the big day, right?
Yeah.
Today was execution day.
Well, yeah, so the die was cast for this long ago when we get, you know, shortly after you get them and get them sort of acclimated to the area, you nut them is what it's called, and you remove the testicles from the animal. It's just done.
Were they all males? All the pigs are males?
Well, I thought I had a John McCain, but it turned out to be a Kelly Ayotte.
Uh-huh.
And so what we decided, Kelly, you know, I said Chuck Schumer was a good boy. Kelly is a really pleasant animal. So we decided that we were going to have her bred. Unfortunately, we were pig-sitting for the farmer that I got her from, some other pigs. And so Kelly, although a very kind animal, seems to have a propensity towards incest. And we found her humping her brother. And she actually tore into the cage where he was, you know, I had separated him. And sure enough, like,
can't keep those two apart.
Yeah,
huh?
You can't stop love. And so we decided to keep her. Turns out she did get bred, so we will have some
by her brother?
by her brother, yes.
Oh, my.
If it's intentional, you call it line breeding. If it's not intentional, you call it inbreeding. So, anyway, we're gonna rewrite history and call it line breeding. We're good animals, so what that does is that sort of cements good traits into the pig. This is how you kind of take...
But isn't there a problem with inbreeding? Like, you know, there's some sort of health issues with that?
Inbreeding isn't good over the long term, but in the short term...
Like generation down, generation down, generation.
Yeah, in the short term, it's not a terrible thing.
Okay.
You know, the idea is that you take whatever traits that you like about the animal, you're cementing them in. This is how they created breeds of dogs and
yes.
That sort of thing. Is that, oh, I like this aspect or that trait or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's how they sort of... cement that. And you can do it by breeding, you know, directly father, daughter, okay. You know, that sort of thing, mother, son, you know, or whatever it is you want to do. Anyway, this was accidental, but I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. And
it wasn't an accident for them.
And what are you going to do, pay for a pig abortion?
I would think not.
No. Yeah, no. I mean, the veterinarian that I called out because Mitch McConnell had this umbilicus hernia, the veterinarian says, like, I never see pigs because they only live 8 months and or less, so nobody ever calls a vet for them. And I'm like, okay, I just wanted to see. He wasn't growing. And
so hold on. So this female pig got pregnant.
Yeah.
How long does it take a pig to have babies?
3 months, 3 weeks, 3 days. So it'll be January 20th about.
Okay.
And but the farmer that I'm working with, she's going to take care of her until April when I'm ready to take pigs on. And then I'll take some of her pigs to just hold them. Because all you have to do, essentially, is feed them. Pigs take care of themselves.
Huh, okay.
And really, it's very little gear. You get an electric fence charger and some wire and some stakes, and you can have your own pig pen for $100. And you can raise your food. What I really love about this, and I love a lot of things about raising pigs, is that my son is completely... understands where food comes from. He gets that the bacon that he's eating is from the belly of one of the animals that he was helping to take care of the year before. And I think that this is, I don't think that can be diminished in its value. America has, in my opinion, softened. I don't believe you deserve to eat meat if you are not willing and able to go and do what it takes to create meat. I'm not saying
ridiculous.
Okay. That you can have that opinion, but you know, to me, I just don't think you have what it takes to eat meat. So that's
I got a knife and fork, buddy.
Right.
That's all I need.
Your meat comes from styrofoam. I get it. That's fine. You can live that way. I choose not to do that.
Yeah.
And every bite of every meal I eat does not come from my farm by any stretch. We don't produce that much. But we have a large garden, and we have...
It's like saying that you don't deserve to eat vegetables if you don't garden on your own.
You should be able to grow some stuff and look at it and understand where it came from. That's all I'm suggesting. Mm-hmm. It's better than sitting around watching TV. You know, you're going to spend your time on something in life.
Yeah.
You might as well spend it on something of value that's an education.
Yeah.
And also...
That's your value.
Consider that nearly every chicken and nearly every pig sold in America are tortured. These animals live in terrible conditions. The eggs that you eat come from animals that sit in little compartments.
But they have the free range. That's pretty big now, isn't it?
Yeah, they do.
Are you saying that that's still torture?
I would not contend the free range is torture, no.
So then there are some farms out there that are not torture.
I said nearly every animal that you eat. And the vast majority of people are eating things that come from animals that lived in boxes in the dark and die without ever really lived.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You bring up anything here on Free Talk Live. More coming up. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators Floor Buster Deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floor buster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.